with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Picture perfect memories scattered all around the floor. Reaching for the phone cause I can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever cross your mind. For me it happens all the time.
It's a quarter after one, I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call but I lost all control and I need you now.
See you doing your thing, you know, this thing that you do. It's really something.
Thank you. Very sweet.
I could have been two wheels up. I could have been heart healed strong. This could have been my last tear. You could have been so long.
You make for Michael was wrong.
No, I trust you more than I trust anybody.
What's it like to hold all the cards to pull, all the strings and convince me that I'm dancing? Maybe you don't know what love really is, baby. If you did.
Welcome to a Friday night regular show, regular time, daytime after dark, Labor Day weekend. That's where we will be talking about the Tom Brady scandal, and Carly's not very happy about it, and neither is Maggie. And then we will be talking about the show from this week, Sonny Gainsard, which I haven't seen, but don't worry, people, he's not leaving. Our favorite guy is not leaving. So, people, chill out, relax, drink some wine. Drink some wine or drink some Sprite. Drink something. And, I mean, if you don't want alcohol, do Sprite. And I will let all my people. I love saying my people because you guys are my people. And I'm going to let my little Jackie on, Corey.
Hello.
Hello. And then I will let, I think, David on. Hey, David.
Hello.
And then my mom, my second mom, and you and Corey Maggie.
Yay, she's back.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, I'm Maggie.
And I think this is Kat. Oh, Mandy.
Hi.
Is this Mandy?
Yes, that's Mandy.
Wow, awesome. We haven't been on
Hi,
in
Mandy.
A while.
Yes,
I'm
been so busy.
Hi.
Andy. How are you?
You know, I could start singing the Barry Manilow song, but I won't. Okay, it's been a very crazy weekend daytime, but there's something I want to discuss before we start in with our soapies for the week. Okay, people. There are two things I want to address because it's all radio show. And basically, you know, we can say whatever we want on here. Oh, I can say whatever we want. Well, all of you guys, okay, so my first thing is the Tom Brady scandal. Carly and Megan are not happy. You know, we are teaching our kids that it's okay, to,
lie
and everything, and it's not. And I'm going to hate you explaining this to my little nephew who loves the Seahawks and doesn't like Tom Brady because I've taught him well. And, because he asked me last year, you know, is it okay to seat sometimes, but not all the time? And I'm like, no, it's never good to seat. And then I'm sure his new question will be, well, Brady did. So, you know, it just angers me. It angers me that he got away with it. And, yeah, I do want the league to try to go on him. I really do. How does everyone feel about it? You guys, how does everyone feel about it? Hello? Oh, no. Do not give me problems. Okay. Maggie, are you here?
Sort of.
So,
I don't
Corey, how do you feel about it?
Come on.
Well,
Maggie,
well,
Corey, speak.
Oh, okay. Well, I heard Maggie start to talk, so I wanted to give her a chance to talk because I know she hasn't been able to, so I want to...
Thank you, Rory.
So go ahead, Maggie.
Okay. They proved that the balls were deflated. That they proved, right? The chain of taking them to the field after they've been in the back locker room. Okay. Supposedly, there were text messages on his phone. And somehow or other, that phone broke. So, I thought there should be more investigating.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't have just been cut and dry cases. This. It should have been, okay, let's think about this for a while. Let's check this for a while. But, supposedly, the prosecution didn't have to present the case with enough evidence for Goodell. Where did evidence go? What evidence did they have? As well.
Exactly. And, oh, I'm going to let on. I think Kat is on here really quick. Hey, Kat. Is this Kat? 626. You're on mail. Okay, I will let them just listen. You can talk whenever you want. Corey, what do you think?
Well, I just think it's more of the same with the NFL. In my opinion, this year there have been three huge things, scandals, if you will, that the NFL have really dropped the ball on. The Ray Rice issue, the one that was beating his kid, issue, and now this to me, I don't want to make it sound like it's worse than the other two, because it's not, but I agree with you. Whether these players like it or not, they are role models for kids, and when you cheat, you're saying to these kids who idolize you, look up to you, and are playing the game because you're their hero, that it's okay to cheat. And then when you get caught, it's okay to cover it up and lie about it. My personal opinion, I don't know, that I would have suspended him. I probably would have, but at the very least, they would not be the champions anymore.
Mm-hmm. Give it back to Seattle. We all deserved it. My humble opinion. Not just because I'm from Seattle. Okay, it has 90% of, of that. Okay, and then I wanted to talk about, because I know my little Koi, my little one that is going to let me know when I let him tell him how many more guests we have on later. What did everyone think about that woman that went to jail? I can't think of her name right now. And breaking news, Kim Davis' second husband, who is also her fourth and co-husband, may be her cousin. If this is true, her marriage is illegal under Kennedy law. So...
I have a lot to say about this, so maybe get to me last and let everybody else go first.
Okay, David.
Oh, I didn't get that. About oof.
Well, what did you think about David? I mean, Tom Brady and Kim Davis, the one that would not let
she was refusing to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples.
Uh-huh. I think it's crazy, both stories.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was sworn to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I never heard it, but Tom thinks it's crazy. But Tom Brady thinks it's... You should do an investigation on Tom Brady's story.
With her, I think that she should have just went ahead and just quit.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I agree with her. I mean, I'm glad that she went ahead and said, okay, about that, I mean, she should have just went ahead and just flat out quit. I mean, I think that's stupid. They arrested her for it. For something that she agrees
that's not the reason why she was arrested.
No.
The reason why she was arrested is because the Supreme Court told her
she had
to do her job. And the reason why she was arrested is they're holding her in contempt of court.
Because she didn't want to sign the papers.
Then you shouldn't hold public office where you have to issue marriage licenses to people because it is law now.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm still not following that story which you're talking about.
Mandy, I know you have your beliefs, but, you know, it's 2016, and they made a law. So, you know, my thing is, if they cannot take Rookie in the kitchen, okay, so not Rookie in the kitchen, but people know what I mean, then get out of the hotness, you know, step
right.
down, do whatever. I mean, I'm not condemning her, but I'm just saying she should have just done her job.
Well, and that's the point. For me, listen, I'm a gay male. I have many people in my life who are Christian, Catholic, Lutheran, whatever, and believe the same way she does. And that's fine. You don't have to agree with it, but it is what it is.
It's a lot.
So, when you hold a public elected office, because she was not hired, she was elected by constituents, And now the law of the land is to allow same-sex marriage, so we're not second-class citizens anymore. And you basically tell your constituents, F you, I'm not going to issue marriage licenses. And let's be clear, she wasn't just not issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. She wasn't issuing any. And when the Supreme Court tells you, listen, you don't have to agree with it, but do your job, and you still don't do it, you're in contempt of court and you go to jail. And she'll sit there, and bottom line, if they want to keep her there, she can serve up to 130 days.
Mm-hmm.
So was pushing your religious beliefs on other people, the public, when you're a government employee, really worth 130 days? I don't know. It's called separation of church and state.
Sure.
She is a federal employee pushing her religious beliefs on everybody else. Marriage is not a religious thing. It's a legal contract. It's regulated by the government, not the church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, I mean, this is going to be an issue for a long time to come. Oh, one of my favorite new people and one of my really good friends and my little new football buddy, Kat, is here. Hey, Kat.
Hey, Carly. How's it going?
Yeah, Cass, you're good. My little cat. I love
you. Hi,
Cass. Hi, guys.
Cat.
What are you talking about?
Hi, Cat.
Hi.
We were just talking about the whole Tim Davis thing that, you know, who would not give male license to, you know, gay people, you know.
Sure.
What is everyone's opinion on it?
Okay. What, is David there?
Yes.
Hi, David.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Cat.
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good to hear you.
David, you gave the wrong number. Oh, that's okay. People do that all the time, so that's good, sweetie. I just wanted to talk about that. And also, I just want to say congratulations to the Seahawks for winning the last of our preseason game last night. Yay, yay, yay. Go, Super Bowl, go. Go, Super Bowl, go. Go. Oh, and Kat, what did you think about the Tom Brady thing?
I'm glad it's over.
Wait.
They didn't have enough proof, I don't think. It's kind of...
Wait, do you like him?
Yes.
Oh.
So that probably ruins our friendship.
No! No, no, like Maggie Mom says, it's okay for people to like different people, and not everyone has to agree with Carly, even though Carly's always
right. Right. So who's all here tonight? Who's all online tonight? Who's all here?
Okay, Mandy's here.
Hi, Mandy.
David's here.
Hey, David.
Here, Maggie's here.
Hi, Corey.
And Mandy.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Kat.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, let's get this going. Are we going to talk some soaps?
We will.
Yes, we are. Oh. We always start with, you know, current issue.
Current event.
Okay.
Yes. Sure. You guys start.
Please.
I'm just going to follow you.
Yes, please.
Okay,
let's stop talking about the stuff on TV. Because I'm getting tired of hearing about the stuff about the football player that's man able to go back
to. But Carly's been mad about that all day, so Carly had to say it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so let's get into Zeno Hospital, and I hope I didn't ruin anything for you people, but
my
I just wanted to say, you know, don't believe everything you read in the Soap Magazine Cat, or the ABC Soap Magazine Cat.
My mouth dropped.
You know, is the magazines are magazines. Zeno Hospital has always been one of the soaps that doesn't give out all the information about their storylines. you know, Frank and, you know, our little cutie Nathan, probably doesn't want everyone to know. So, you know, there might be a couple of lines in the magazine, and it has always looked that way.
Right. Well, the latest thing is Jake and Liz are going to be getting married.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be when Jake finds out he's Jason. I don't know. I mean, that's what it says.
Well, you know what? If that happened, that would be great. Maggie, I'm sorry. Maggie likes Jason and Sam, which is okay. And it has not been offensive, people. So it's okay. You know, people like who they like. But, you know, I just want Jason to come back to remember Carly, remember him and Carly's love. And remember Sunny and remember
Sunny,
the love they shared. And it
Michael.
Doesn't, and Michael, and it doesn't really matter if, Sunny killed AJ, let me tell you, if, Jason killed Rick on the same grounds or whatever, Jason would have understood. And let me win. Jason and Sunny don't wake up one morning and say, oh, look who we are going to go after today. No. All guys don't do that. Julian might do that, but Sunny and Jason never do that. They protect the people they love. They protect all the Spencers, TJ, Molly, everyone. So you cannot tell me they plan to kill people. No, but if people piss them off, I say kill them. Hi. Yeah, I know. And today's General Hospital, I haven't seen, but I'm very upset about it.
All I say is your mouth will drop.
Mandy, I'm surprised you didn't call me. Or text me and tell me. Okay, well, what did everyone think about this week? Let's go with Kat first.
One thing I liked about this week?
Yes.
Okay, well, I didn't like what happened today, but you didn't see that yet, so we'll let that go. I like the fact that Madeline got caught for killing Silas.
Yeah. Yes, I was glad about that.
Yeah.
So that was good. And they wrapped that story up fast. So that's good.
That storyline was getting old.
Yeah.
Well,
so that was
probably because Donna Mills, you know, is going to go suit Queens of Drama and... You know, she comes on once in a while, and
right.
Frank probably gives her a little time off, right, Corey?
When does Queens of Drama start again? I love that show.
I think it starts in the fall.
Okay.
I mean, Queens
like
of Drama.
September?
I think so. Corey, do you know?
I'm not
Queens
sure.
Queens of Drama, I can look it up.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah,
it's a good show. They were trying to get somebody else, a couple more people on there, and I don't know what the status is, though. But it's a good show.
Well, you know, yeah, and I think they need to get a little more people on there, you know. And I think they will. And I don't think Hunter Tyler is coming back for season two. That's what I put.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. Well, no, she got, you know, she got sick or something in season one. So
okay.
I don't see her coming back.
Okay.
But, you know, I could be wrong. What's the other thing? Is there anything else you like this weekend?
No, I'm good.
This week?
Pass it around, somebody. I'm fine. I'm going to listen.
Okay. David.
Unfortunately, I killed myself this weekend. But I didn't know something got shot. So something was going to happen. I might get myself from the weekend. I usually be busy during the week. So,
well, that's okay.
The weekend.
So David's going to catch up. David has some catching up to do.
Yeah, but
yeah.
I will never yell at any of you people. If you guys have a moss to do in the week, I have a moss today. So, you know, it's whenever we get a sand. I mean, that's when TiVo's and DVR.
DVR.
So, yeah. So, did you see anything this week, David? Did you see the show at all or no?
No. No, unfortunately, no.
Okay, that's okay.
Unfortunately,
no. We will forgive you.
But I was reading the two magazine, though, that I didn't, but the writers got the things come out with General Hospital. Come out with the writers. So, shopping.
Okay. Mom, what did you think about it?
I love my GH. No matter what they do, I love General Hospital. But it was exciting wrapping it up with Madeline. But did she really do it?
Yeah.
Very good question.
Okay, she stole the drugs. She gave the prescription pad, which is horrible, and gave her daughter too much, okay? They lost the baby. But she's a very good actress, and it was exciting. And I love TJ and Molly working on the wedding cake.
Yeah.
And I love Rod Derringer. I'm so thrilled he's back. Even though I could kick him today, I still love him. My funny is laying a pool of blood.
You mean all Sunny?
Oh, sorry, our Sunny.
Yeah.
We conclude today.
He will be okay. He's not leaving everyone, so calm down, people. Anything else inspired you this week on?
Well, my DVR has a little preview of the shows coming up during the week. And guess who's going to be the one to help Sonny?
Who?
I don't know. What do you think about it?
Vic?
Yes.
Vic?
Jake.
Oh, yes, baby. Yes. About damn time. Excuse my... Oh, and Cal, I know you knew, but if you guys want to swear, you guys can. But we are trying to watch the F word around here. But
yes.
All the other words are right, good. Right, Maggie?
Mm-hmm. Plus, we close with cabin defense, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that all what you thought about the week? Is there anything more that you thought?
I love the idea.
It's going to be a repeat Monday.
Yeah.
Always a repeat on Labor Day weekend. I hate that.
New episodes of Bold and Beautiful and Young and Restless Monday, and Days of Alive is coming on.
Days of Alive has the stupid, I'm sorry for everyone that loves U.S. Open. I don't. U.S. Open is on. Corey, what did you think of this week?
Well, I have to tell you the two things that I really loved. First, was today, and I know you haven't seen it, Carly, but all the Spencer women and Maxie get Carly ready for the wedding, and they all give her gifts. And the scenes today with all of them were just breathtaking.
Thank you.
Yes, I can't wait to see that.
And then the other thing, stuff I really love this week, and if he doesn't get a nomination for his performance, it'll be a crime, but Brian Craig Morgan, his performance.
Oh, absolutely.
His performance yesterday is the best performance I've seen by a younger actor in a long time.
He blew that out of the water. It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You better.
Okay, anything else you like this week? Why don't you tell anyone who signed you on now?
Well, because of the moment he had with Morgan, I'm on Team Sunny now.
Yes! Yeah. Yay!
I've come over to the dark side.
No, you've come over to the white side for once. My little person.
Don't get me wrong. I still love Julian. I wouldn't kick him out of bed for eating crackers. But
we thought we really had you reformed, but that's okay. Yeah. Oh, Kat, do you watch all four shows or what soaps do you watch?
I only watch General Hospital now, just ABC.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's a show.
That's the only one I watch.
Well, we are going to move to Days of a Life next.
I'll learn.
Yeah, and then you might fall in love with other soaps you have to talk about.
I just started watching Days of Our Lives.
Is that the one with Steve Burton? I always get that mixed up. Young and Reckless. Okay, yeah. Why would jump to that one if I had to? Only because of Steve Burton.
I would jump in the sock with Steve Burton.
No,
I know, but I was talking about that, though. Okay. Yeah, I'm being mad tonight. Corey, what did you think about...
Which stuff?
Days of a Life.
Okay, well, I'm enjoying the returns. Like, return, okay. What irritates me is even though I like the character of Xander, he was a good villain, I think he should have died.
Thank you.
In my opinion.
Yeah, where is he?
He's in jail.
God, why couldn't they kill him? I would have been happier.
I don't know. I also thought it was off, even though it made sense, you know, Clyde murdered Kyle, okay? I guess that really happens in a thing, but Kyle didn't do anything. It was JJ. Not that I wanted anything to happen to JJ, but I just think they could have did a lot more with the character of Kyle, just my opinion. I'm glad Serena got murdered. I'm over the whole... let's find who did this to Serena. Let's move on. Let's see who gets killed next, even though I already know. Overall...
Wait, how did you know?
Because I already know. I'm brilliant.
You're going to tell me, Leo.
It's Paige.
It's Paige. Paige is the next one to die.
Yeah, I can't track it up.
I like Paige.
Overall, I would give Days right now, with the exception of the Peggy McKay scenes with her in the hospital and now her and Victor, you know, the whole Bo issue because Bo's coming. We're going to find out that Bo has been held captive all this time. I would give Days a solid C. It's okay. It could be better. Overall,
I think it's improving from the last few months than it was.
Oh, David, absolutely, because it went from being seriously, in my opinion, the hottest soap during the summer.
Yeah,
there's no question that it was the hottest soap during the summer, and then it's lost its fizzle, and now they need to do, and hopefully with the new writers, because we're seeing the new writers now. The fizzle would come back. For a while there with the old writers, it was like, I'm tired of seeing Serena. Nothing against the actress. I loved her on One Life to Live. But Serena was not a character that they wrote for us to invest in.
Who plays Serena?
And for a long time, for a long time, it was all these characters that we're not invested in.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to see that.
Serena was Melissa also, and Melissa also was
Natalie.
On the Life of Liv as Natalie.
Oh, yeah. Natalie, okay, I got you.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Is that all of you things, Koi?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, David, did you watch Dave?
No, I think it's improving, though. I think it's improving. One thing I say about Serena, I mean, she's a good actress, but I think the storyline was a dud.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem with her. She's a great actress, but the storyline she put out didn't work. So that's the only time I have with Serena.
Well, and it's hard when you take an actress, a veteran actress, who's known for a character, and then you throw her on a different show and you put her in a new character. And so many people who watch One Life to Live are now watching these other shows.
Uh-huh.
So you really have to do some dynamic writing or put the actress in a character that fits her personality. For example, Cassie DePaiva as Eve, even though I wasn't so sure at the beginning, she is on fire. She is Eve.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, and that is the type of person, character that Cassie is born to play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A beast. No worries.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's see where.
True. very true. Maggie, what do you think about Dave this week?
Well, I like the show. The John Marlena, I'm looking forward to. I think he's serious. I think he really wants to establish a relationship with Doc. Natalie and my girl Serena, I love, but they didn't bring her the way we could have cared about her more as Serena. But Eric, I know positively, you know, I wasn't there. The band is innocent. And I set him up, is my opinion. And then I used to like him. But the last 2 days I want to strangle him.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kyle, the new fellow, the Baylors, he could have been used for more. Why kill him originally? To show an example to kill him. That was too. And I'm like,
five
and all
the drinks
to get out of Salem.
Exactly.
Who do you guys think's gonna end up buying Basic Black?
Well, I wasn't done with why I thought about Dave's. Sorry.
Well, I just was curious.
I think Nicole and Kate are gonna team up.
I think you're right. I think Teresa's not gonna have a prayer in church.
Oh. Well, unless Maggie helps her with the money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think it should be medical and church. But I'm prejudiced because I'm afraid about both of them.
I mean, why can't all three of them do it? That would be hot.
I agree with you. That would be ideal. Get all three of them to mix it up.
Mm-hmm. You think the campsites they have?
It would be great TV.
And then
maybe they could hire Paul as their spokesmodel.
Oh, good. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe Basic Black is really for sale, because I was enjoying Brady and Dawn working together for that, you know, couple months. But now Dawn is going back to the
ISA,
I get it. Okay, my favorite Paul said this week, I'm going to disagree with Corey a little.
Oh, well,
we'll
it happened.
We need that, Wendy. But I do like the killing scenes with Victor. I like Victor and Maggie better as a couple. But, you know, they have a son together. And, you know, they loved each other once. It wasn't like a one-night stand that went bad. It was purely love.
Uh-huh.
You know, Victor loves Carolyn. So, of course, he's going to try and get the, you know, antidote to save her and everything. I love that Steve is back. I know not everyone loves it, but I'm enjoying it. And I really think I love the scene yesterday. Steve walked into Victor's house. And my question to Maggie, did they always get along or not get along?
I thought they did.
Okay.
Oh.
Because almost it felt like Steve was going to blame Victor for, you know, knowing exactly where Bo was. And I'm thinking, no. Victor would never put his son in prison like that with the pictures I've seen coming out. So, you know, I just don't think it, and I'm mad at Eric. I'm really mad at Eric right now because he's acting like a dummy. And, I just feel like, you know, Days of a Life is getting so good, and I'm proud of them for getting John Aniston, Peggy McKay, Susan Waters back on there more than like every other month or 3 months. I would like to see.
I've watched Days of a Life.
Yeah, it's really good.
I just started watching it again a week ago when Pat came back.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, when I saw that he's back, and that's when I started watching again. And I was like, I don't know some of these people now. And suddenly I got to learn some of these people. I watched it when the actress that was from One Life to Live was dead. And all.
Well, yeah, and
yes, they're showing this last, and I mean, like yesterday when it was and it showed the flashbacks of the past, though, and I mean, I'm like, okay, I feel old because I remember all them, and I mean, of past episodes of Days of Our Lives, and I mean, it's now getting. I mean, I'm like, now I'm glad I'm watching it because I mean. And
if you have any questions, you know, you can ask any one of us because, you know, we know all Days of Our Life history.
Yes,
and,
we do.
Bobby, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, hold on, Bobby. Maggie, are you still on?
Oh, right here. I'm listening.
Okay, no, the sister was acting a little. Okay, Bobby, welcome. Did you watch Days of Our Life this week?
Well, I only watch Monday and Tuesday. I got the others on DVR, and I'm going to probably get to them probably more likely on Monday because there's no days on Monday, and the only shows that have new shows are Wine and Bone and Beautiful, and I just have completely given up on Bowling Beautiful, not because of the situation that Maya got into with the whole transgender thing. It's just that because I don't have time for that anymore. So I'm just going to probably watch Wednesdays through today's days.
Oh, I got a question.
No. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
becomes Maggie, what's your question?
She took her anxiety pills. And she was drinking pills, which the two don't go together, okay?
Yep.
She really had sex with Thomas?
Okay. I went to a source about this. A very good news, I know.
Okay.
And you know too, Maggie. Yes, you cannot remember. You know, sometimes with the alcohol and the wine, you don't remember what you've done. And that's why, people, it's not good. It's not good to drink your medicine and alcohol at the same time.
No.
Never a good idea.
Nope, it's not.
Unless you want to kill someone, and that's a great. Okay, no, sorry, I'm kidding. I'm sorry. My evil thought just came in my brain. I just thought about it. With B&B, I don't like Thomas. That's just me. I just don't like him. I'm not emotionally invested in him. I tried really hard, people. But I'm not. And I'm loving the Nicole and Maya relationship. I love Nicole and Zende. And I'm, you know, I'm like my mommy, you. I'm mad at Ivy, but I don't want to ship her off to Australia yet. And Megan, what do you think?
I want her ship going to Mars. Because what she has on film is not the whole story. Okay, she's like me.
Yeah,
that's a
prank,
I think.
Yeah, but remember that this is a soap, so blackmail is okay.
No.
Okay, Maggie and I are going to disagree on this for 1 second about relationships, but it's fine. Anything else you liked or didn't like this week? Maggie.
I love the idea that Rick and I are back.
I loved it too, yeah.
I really did. And I wish she was still at her time a little more. She pays Rick for use. I'm sick of her. And one person will do so.
Oh, and I have a question, people, and this is going to sound kind of dumb, but not dumb. Okay, let's just say Maya and Rick wanted kids. Would they have to use surrogate? Or did Maya get the women pose? I'm not saying this to be mean, so please don't think I am, Corey. I was thinking because I didn't know if she got the women pose or not, so that's what
no,
I was.
No, she had used surrogate. She used surrogate. She had no
Carly, I didn't think you were being mean. It's a valid question. They would have to use a surrogate. She was a male, so she won't have the inner female reproductive organs.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, I know sometimes guys can, you know, not have their little thing anymore. That's why I was wondering. And, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing them have a baby. I think that would be such a good storyline for them to go for surrogacy or adoption or something. I would love to see that because I think they would be making really good parents.
Well, to be honest with you, it would be the next logical step.
Uh-huh. Nicole.
If,
mm-hmm.
if they continue with their trend of showing how a transgender person can have a normal life after going through with what they went through, that would be the next step.
Right, right. And this would be kind of interesting to show what they're doing on the show versus what's happening in the real world with Caitlyn Jenner and what she's been going through on her show and with the Kardashian show. So in fact, I would rather be more curious in what Maya is going through with her and Rick with this whole situation than what's going on in the real world with Caitlyn Jenner. So, I mean, I'd rather prefer Maya over Caitlyn any time.
Well, and you know what? Bottom line, it's about time. For a long time, you know, other than Caroline's mom, because now I've done research, are you impressed? Because Bold and the Beautiful is
I am very impressed.
But I've done research. For a long time, the only LGBTQ character on Bold and the Beautiful was Caroline's mother. And
yes.
To me, for a long time, because Bold and the Beautiful is in L.A., and California is the most, I like to call it, you know, it's a place that it's full of fruits and nuts. To not have an LGBT character and now to go to, all right, you have a transgender character, and now you have a casting call out for an actor or an actress to play your new bisexual character that you're bringing on. It's just amazing that they're catching up to Days of Our Lives and surpassing them.
Right.
For me, it was a crime, and it is a crime, that these shows don't showcase LGBTQ characters the way they should be.
Right.
And Bold and Beautiful is leading the way. And it's sad that the sister soap, Young and Restless, won't even touch any of these issues.
Right. Well, and if I can stop right there for a second, Corey, I would like to also include, had it not been for ABC canceling All My Children, I believe we went and saw that with what's going on with Bianca and Reese, and then Bianca and Marissa going
right
towards the end, had it not been canceled.
Well, and let's not forget that, you know, All My Children was groundbreaking. All My Children was the first gay couple, Bianca and Reese. They were the first same sex kiss, and they also were the first transgender character in Zoe/Zarf. So hats off to Agnes Nixon and the All My Children team to be the first, and they were also the first to show to cover the abortion issue. So it really is sad that you know the New York soaps are gone because they were so groundbreaking.
Like I was telling Martha Burke the other day, it's sad that all the soaps based in New York is no longer on the air. Otherwise, because if it weren't for the Process Parks ABC lawsuit, I believe One Life to Live and All My Children would have been the only two East Coast based sort of soaps that would have been on the air.
Wait a moment. No, Bobby. Bobby, no. Because, I believe what killed AMC in the last year of AMC, and anyone can correct me if I'm wrong, was having it out in Los Angeles for about a year and 10 months that it was on before they never canceled it. That was one of their, you know, bad moment. And Fonz knew what he was doing the whole time. He's like, oh, let's send them to California and see the ratings go down, and then we can drop them. So
right,
he knew exactly what the hell he was doing.
Right. It's just like with CBS, with what they did with Guiding Light and As the World Turns by replacing it with Let's Make a Deal and The Talk. This same thing happened by putting two talk shows, The Chew, which up until recently nobody watched, and then the other one that replaced One Life to Live before was replaced in some markets by Jeopardy and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Wait, wait a minute. See, the two CBS soaps are a little different. because
yes.
Dying Light and As the World Turns were not owned by CBS. They were owned by Procter & Gamble. Procter
mm-hmm.
& Gamble is a home brand that makes everything from laundry detergent to sandpaper. The reason why As the World Turns and Guiding Light were canceled was because Procter & Gamble did not want to pay the money to produce them anymore, and CBS
yep.
could not afford to do it.
Not
That's why Procter
to do it on
and Gamble got canceled. Now, on the other hand, ABC owned the soaps outright, and the decision to cancel All My Children, and I agree with you, Carly, was made long. And One Life to Live was made long before they were canceled. That's why they moved All My Children to Los Angeles, because Brian Franz got it into his head that it would be cheaper to produce two crappy talk shows than do soaps. And look what happened to the one that replaced One Life to Live. It lasted 6 months.
Was that the Revolution?
Then it was replaced by the Afternoon Edition of Good Morning America, then General Hospital for a while, and then some markets stuck with the 2 o'clock time slot for General Hospital, other
right.
for Who Wants
right.
to Be a Millionaire
and
other shows and Jeopardy for the 2 o'clock slot.
Yeah,
the
Revolution was not very good.
No, and the funny thing about the soup people, one day my grandma would double. And no, I was on the phone with her, and I heard the Sue in the background. I'm like, Grandma, tune it to another station. I don't care what station you tune it to. You're not allowed to watch that. Uh-oh. And she goes, why am I not allowed to watch this? I'm like, they took off All My Children and One Life to Live, and Brian Fons would be an HCRL for this. And so she finally listened to me. And she
Sorry, Carly.
Yeah. No, go, Corey.
I just want to touch on something because we've been talking about it a lot. The whole ABC Prospect Park lawsuit. A lot of people don't know why it started and what the original lawsuit was about. The original lawsuit was about Prospect Park suing ABC. Because when Prospect Park bought the rights of All My Children and One Life to Live, they also bought the rights to the characters. So Prospect Park, before it put on the online versions, basically allowed ABC to borrow John McBain, Todd uh-huh. Manning, Star Manning, Hope Manning, and Cole Thornhart.
And for a while, they Bone Cassidy the pilot as Blair.
Can I finish?
Okay. I'm sorry, Corey.
So when they killed Hope and Thorne, Cole, that was not in the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
So Prospect Park decided to put a lawsuit. That's where the whole lawsuit came into play. And that's the reason for paying for this lawsuit that those soaps did not continue online, and Prospect Park is still yet to pay any of the actors.
Wow.
Because of the lawsuit. It's actually ABC who is holding up the lawsuit, not Prospect Park.
Right. Right. And I think if you can talk to Days of Our Lives, Cassie the Pie, and have her on the show, maybe she can just dig in more on the whole ABC Prospect Park situation than what we have learned so far, because if you recall, she was in like a handful of General Hospital episodes, and well, with Tia before both of them went back to the online version of One Life to Live before it got canceled, and Cassie went over to Days to Be Eve.
Well, and that's all fine and dandy, but I don't think they're allowed to, because the lawsuit's still going on, that they're allowed to say anything. When we have those people on, we have to watch. We
uh-huh.
really can't ask them about that.
Okay.
No, we can. I mean, unless in my pre-interview tape, I always ask them what we can and can't. And if they want to talk about it, they can on their own free will.
Right.
So, but if they don't want to answer it, that's fine. Right. You know, I'm learning that, you know, you ask for questions, like I did with Martha Burns the other night, because the PR people were very impressed with all my questions. By the way, Carly,
you should really be proud of that interview. You did an excellent
thank
job.
Thank you.
Yeah, I do want to say I managed to stick around for the whole hour and a half. I don't know if maybe Martha can pay for the phone bill once I get it in the mail later this month or not. But I just want to just give credit to having to stick around the whole time for that and for the little chat afterwards. But like I said, I don't know if Martha can be able to pay for my phone bill.
I'm just joking. I know, but I've been thinking about you and your phone. What company are you with?
Well, I'm actually on a cordless phone, so I've done long distance calls before to friends in New Jersey and with phone numbers that are not even in the area code that are more local, because I have a friend that has a Rocky Mountain number that is 252. So I've been able to get that and been able to get it in. So unless somebody sees a $500 phone bill because of the long distance calls I've been making, I don't think I'm going to just have to pay for it at this point.
Well, okay. Now what I'm saying, what phone company are you with?
I'm with SafeLink on my cell phone, but I'm just saving up the minutes in case of emergencies and stuff like that, just in case like what you did today, if you called to see if I was going to be on the show or not, but or anything like that. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, okay, but Bobby, if your home phone, if you switch to AT&T or Verizon, they have unlimited nights and weekends and during the day, and you pay one flat fee.
I think that's what we're basically on. We might be under, because Time Warner Cable have something like this, and CenturyLink have something like this. So I don't know which package we're under, but I'm pretty well sure we have that covered, because there was.
Okay, find out, and let me know, because if you don't, that has saved my ASS so many times. So, and then
well,
my cell phone is.
Mine. I think just save mine, but I can just double check and do some research. Because
everyone, I don't know what phone plan you guys are with, all of you, but AT&T I've had for 20 years, you know, and they finally came out about 5 years ago, unlimited long distance. You know, I have a limited, if I wanted to call Paris or England, and I just pay a flat fee of $40 a month.
Right.
So
right,
for
right.
anyone that's
try,
having.
Right. I'm going to try to see what they can do about Canada. Because I got a couple of friends in Nova Scotia.
You can call Canada too with that.
Okay,
let's get back to Y&L. All right. Kat, did you watch Y&L?
What? Huh?
Did you watch Young and the Restless?
No, I didn't watch that one this week.
You need to watch that one. Steve Bird. That's the one Steve Bird didn't is a hottie.
Yeah, I knew. Yes, I know. If I did watch it would be for him. But anyway,
okay,
I'm gonna say goodnight, and I wanna wish you guys a happy Labor Day weekend. And are there any guests coming up next week? Anybody scheduled?
Oh my God, yes. There is Leslie Kay from General Hospital at the Routines.
Oh, Leslie Kay.
And Bold and the Beautiful.
Hey, Felicia on Bold and Beautiful. Well, this is great. This is just what I was telling Martha earlier this week. Anyway.
Okay. I wasn't done, Bobby.
Okay, continue.
Zeri Van Doan on Wednesday at 5.
Okay, that's
where
I have to live, right? That
yeah,
was,
yep.
Clint.
And the cast of the Bay. And Tina Sloan from Guiding Light.
Oh, you got quite a lineup next week.
I know, I'm busy.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Congratulations, you did good. Okay, well,
I can
make
her.
I'm going to
go. Kat, please call back, and we love having you on here.
Oh,
my God.
I will. So probably Tuesday night you'll start up again? Tuesday?
Yes, I'm Leslie Kay. I'm out of the Routines and Bodum Beautiful and Zenner Hospital she was on.
Okay.
What time will that be?
I'm going to find out because we haven't set a time yet. But I will let everyone know on the website, so.
Okay. Well, guys, you have a great one, okay? And I'll talk to you again.
Okay.
Night, Kat.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night, Kay.
Carly, I could just kiss you.
Mandy, you're back. Oh, really? Oh.
Sorry, I had a phone call.
Oh, okay. This could get interesting, Corey.
Yeah.
You're having guests that I just absolutely love on next week. Leslie Kay,
well,
Jerry Van Dorn. I'm so excited for Jerry Van Dorn. It's not even funny.
Well, good, because then you can help me promote the hell out of it.
Well, because I loved him. I loved him as Ross on Guy in Light. And then he just blew the role of Clint out of the water on One Life to Live.
Yes, he did.
Like, I wish Days of Our Lives would gobble him up and make
him
important.
That's what I was thinking the other day, too.
He would be a great Bill Horton.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Okay.
Well, you know what? He would be... You know, well, I mean, I know they can't ever do this, but he will also have made a good Mickey if they didn't kill Mickey off.
Absolutely.
I always thought. I want to get to Ryan Allen and then our game. I just want to say my husband, Christoph St. John, I love you to the moon and back. You know how much I love you. You know how much everything. I can't believe you're doing what you're doing. Neil, you're doing something bad, 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 bad. And I'm trying to protect you in this, but I can't. What you're doing, Hillary,
your husband
is wrong.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to say that.
Ain't doing the right thing.
Keeping her hostage.
Well, I know, but I am trying to, you know, he's my husband in my head, so I'm trying to be nice while he's concerned. I love the Dylan and Nick moments this week. I'm getting sick of Victoria and Billy. I don't like Victoria
Yay.
And Billy. No.
Yay.
Oh, and one thing I forgot. One thing I forgot about Zeno Hospital. My favorite thing of the weekend. I know. Corey Maggie knows where I'm going. I love seeing my little Spencer back. All those fun. So what do everyone think of the whole thing about YNL this week? Bobby, did you watch it?
Actually, I don't watch it, but when I saw the preview to, I think it was Tuesday show, I think Devon was going to get arrested or something. I mean, what happened there? Because I remember from seeing the preview Tuesday show, somebody was getting arrested at the end when they were showing the preview.
Tuesday, I'm Devon.
Yeah, Devon, that's what I thought. And I just hate to say this, but if he's involved with the missing of Hillary, that's going to make
not.
That couple maybe...
He's not. My husband Neil is screwing around with that.
Right. Right, but like I said last week, and I will congratulate Misha Morgan. I hope I pronounced that right. Michelle Morgan on her having the baby. And she's welcome to come on our show anytime. Just hopefully if Corey, you or I can just tweet or email or her publishers, we can just see if they'll respond back.
Well, and you got to remember, let's wait like a month or two, because she just had a baby. And,
right, I mean,
you know,
when she comes back, when she comes back.
Yeah, I mean, I just remember how tired my sister was after you see how her baby. So, you know. Okay.
I really want, but there's a couple of actresses from YNR who I really would love for you to have. It's Melissa Claire Egan or Kelly Sullivan. Because it's been a while since Kelly been, I don't know if you talked to her when she was on General Hospital, but it would be great to have her on the show. And same with Melissa, because I don't know if you talked to her when she was on All My Children or not, but it'd be great to have them on the show this first time or back on the show.
Okay, Maggie, what did you think of YNR this week?
I loved it. I know Sharon is sick. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved it. I loved it. I know Sharon is sick. Okay. But she better leave her meds off of the baby. She wants Gage to have her baby and be happy for a few months or forever. I would prefer forever. I think Kelly Sullivan is a very welcome addition. And I want my gun back in Victoria.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I just want to start. Let's play my game really quick, cause I want to play. Have you ever had? And then I will be saying a couple of things, and you guys say never have I or I have. Okay.
Okay.
We want everyone to know each other better, and this is a game, and it's not so related, it's people related this week.
Okay.
Okay. Have you ever kissed a celebrity?
Well, actually, I never have done that before, even though I think I would have loved to have done that in Atlanta with Jen Lilia, but I didn't want to actually know if her husband was present. And same with Cassie. But I think the next time that they've had one of these female actresses right here, I'm going to make sure that can be allowed, because I know how some of them want to be protected and their husband could be around, and I don't want to just end up on TMZ.
I have.
Who?
I know, remember this. She was on All My Children and Dottie Dorton. I remember her actress name. She was on All My Children and Dottie Dorton. She's Benny Niche. And she's in, her and Ted was connected. That was back in 85. As she did. Though I had.
The character's name was Dottie Thornton.
Yeah, she was by with Ted. You got,
yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Mom.
Yes.
Larry Hagman. What?
And Tommy James. If you remember Tommy James and Shendell's, this is going back, way back. I got in his dressing room. My father got me in there, and I got to kiss him.
Oh, that sounds hot. Okay,
yeah.
Corey.
I didn't want to watch my face.
Yes, of course.
Corey?
No, I've never.
Never.
Aww.
Mandy?
The stories I met before was I thought.
Oh. Interesting.
I've met him. I want to.
Man, did you break up? Okay. I have kind of kissed on the cheek a couple of them. Drake Hogerson.
Ooh.
Anthony Geary.
No, really?
Yes, and Scott Reeves.
Yeah, wow.
Okay, wow. I'm a slut. It's fine.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
When you say celebrity, do they actually have to be real live breathing people?
No, not for this game.
Well, because then technically I have, because I kissed Miss Piggy once.
Wow.
Oh!
She's breathing. She's alive.
She's a celebrity. I mean,
yeah,
it is. It is a puppet, but
she counts.
All right, so I'm in the club. Woot!
Awesome. Okay. And if no one wants to answer this question, it's okay. I just feel like getting deep in personal tonight.
Oh.
Has anyone ever had a really, really hard one night stand, and then they never regretted? Oh, regretted it. I told you this game was hard.
Wow.
Yes, I have.
I've never been involved in anything like that.
Wait, David, you have?
Yes, man, I regretted it.
Why?
With the friend.
God will forgive you, believe me. God will, God will totally... Maggie, did you want to pass on this one or not?
Unfortunately,
no, never did. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mandy.
No, I wouldn't. There's one person I wish I could say that was.
Oh. Okay, I have, and no, I don't regret it. It was very nice. It was very hot. Yeah. Okay, and Corey? Corey hung up. Corey was scared of my question. Okay, I will apologize to my doc wheel. Mom, were you okay with my question?
I never had a one-night stand. Never, ever, ever.
Mom, were you okay with my question?
Sure.
Yeah.
I know I'm boring, but...
No! Okay. Have you ever, how old were you when you had your first kiss?
Me? Fine.
Do what now?
How old were you? You had your first kiss? Anyone want to tell that?
Okay, I'm sorry. You can go first, David.
I was a teenager, 16.
Oh, Corey, why did you hang up? Did you not like my question?
No, for some reason I dropped the call.
Okay, well, hi. Okay. Do you want to answer that question? Or do you want to skip that one?
No, I can answer it. Yes, I've had a one-night stand, and no, I don't regret it.
Yeah, I guess everyone... to know about all one night stands.
I feel left out.
not Corey and I, okay, people? I was joking.
That never happened.
Not yet.
That could happen. Not yet.
Well,
no offense, Carly, but it's not going to happen.
I know. How old was everyone when they got their first kiss?
Well, I'm going to say... I'm probably going to say maybe technically probably when I was in high school, but since I never dated anybody, I was just kind of was like in high school, just getting my first kiss or something like that. But I think it might have been in sixth grade, but I can't remember.
Okay, Corey.
My first real kiss, because I don't count, like, you know, when you're kids and you, you know, text. My first real kiss was, I was probably 14.
Okay, Maggie?
5, Sammy Moll.
What?
He kissed my friend, who was my boyfriend for 5 years after that. He kissed me in kindergarten in the cloakroom. And he kissed me.
Okay.
I mean, it was just a peck. It was a peck.
Awesome. No, Mandy?
My first kiss was when I was 15, and I was on my first date. And I'm actually friends with my first serious boyfriend.
Huh?
Me too.
Until
he passed away, but...
Oh, that's sad. Oh, hi, Susan. Susan's here now, too. Hey, Susan.
Hi.
Okay,
hi,
Susan. What about you?
My first kiss, 16.
Okay, Bobby?
I don't know. Probably maybe when I'm just in high school, but I don't remember any first kiss that I would actually have. Not anything romantic or anything like that, because I think watching some of these movies and that were on HBO late at night, and also some of the shows growing up, I just kind of was just imagining how those kisses was, but it was nothing. But it was not anything like that. It was just a kiss on the cheek or just asking for one back.
I was 14, and it was with my very first boyfriend, and we were out on my grandfather's barn, and then we got outside, and it was raining, and we kissed for the first time, and we still came in touch. Yeah. Okay.
My kiss was when I was 16.
Okay.
Okay. In the basement.
Oh, cool. Okay, we have 3 more questions, and then we will tell everyone what we are doing for the weekend, and we will end. So, okay. What was your worst breakup? And did you, like, eat all the time afterwards, and or did you cry, or did you watch movies after it, and did you want revenge? I will start with Mandy.
My worst breakup? I cried.
Yes.
And I actually broke up with him because he actually told me to do stuff, and I told him, no, I'm not going to, and I still cried.
Well, good for you. You know, I mean, not you. You know, not you, you know.
Because he had told me to. Because he had told me to stop talking to some other friends that are mother men that are friends, and I said I'm not talking to friends that are men. That'd be like
exactly.
Santa Claus talking to all my friends.
Okay, Bobby.
Well, I never actually had a girlfriend where I could just say if we had a breakup or not, but I have had some heartbreaks in the past because I was about to date one person, but it seems like we only went out a couple of times, and then she got married, and then the next thing I know, that she was murdered, and so technically it wasn't a breakup.
God.
It was more like a problem. So it wasn't like we broken up or anything like that.
Oh, well, okay, Corey?
Well, my situation is a little tricky.
Oh, I love sticky situations.
Well, only because before I came out, I dated a girl, but she knew I was gay. She was my, what we call, beard. So it wasn't really a real breakup. But the one and only guy I've been with, who I dated on and off for 16 years, we're still friends to this day. So, no, I've never had a bad breakup.
Oh, okay. David?
I think it was 1986 when Mom died, and I was still dealing with that, and I just lost my girlfriend. It happened in 1986, so my mom died, and I couldn't deal with things. We were growing apart. That's a bad breakup.
I hate when people grow apart. Mandy, did you ever tell us? Did you?
My ex-husband? I have a good story, like my ex-husband.
Did you keep in touch or was it really ugly?
I don't keep in touch with him.
Good.
My husband was my bright idea to get a divorce. And I did cry a lot.
Well, you should have divorced him a long time ago. Okay, well, I bet everyone can guess what my offer breakup was. What?
You tell.
Okay.
Yes, you tell.
Last year, I dated a guy who used to host the show with me, and he lied to me, he cheated on me, and I thought I wanted revenge for a while, but someone talked me out of it. Two people on this phone. And I nearly drank a whole bottle of wine and a whole thing of cookie dough in one night.
Hopefully it was not anything like Nicole on Days of Our Lives, the way she was before she became good Nicole, where she would always drink her sorrows away whenever she had problems.
No, I could have. Uh-huh. I really could have. Oh, good eye, Maggie.
Me too.
Yeah, both of us. I'm not saying people should be an alcoholic. Oh, Susan, what was your breakup?
My ex-scumbag husband.
I knew you were going to say that, but it's good to release it. It's good to release it. And soon you will be done with the bastard.
Yeah, I'm almost done with my book, so.
I cannot wait for the book.
Yeah.
So let's go one by one. What is everyone doing this weekend? Starting with Bobby.
Well, tomorrow I'm going to be probably just catching up with stuff. I might be watching Zoo to see Jay's appearance from what we promoted on the show to to the fact that you got me hooked on it. And then from there, I might watch Friday Night Lights, the movie, because I'm hoping that it will come in on Netflix, because my mom has the video and it came in the other day. So I'm hoping to watch that later on. If not, I'm going to probably just try to maybe watch a couple of the games I taped yesterday, the Panthers game and the Carolina game, even though on tape, and maybe one of the earlier games that I would tape. But and then Sunday I might probably just watch Days, or might watch my Days, and then watch Groundhog Day, and then Monday I'll just probably maybe just try to maybe just maybe watch the college football games from yesterday and from tomorrow on tape, and maybe just enjoy the cookout. But other than that, I'm not basically doing anything that interesting this weekend.
Okay, what about you, Mandy?
Nothing. I just know Sunday I'll be going to church, and I'll and tomorrow I'll be watching the Georgia game, because the Georgia football, the Georgia Bulldogs playing a game tomorrow, and I'm glad that football's back.
Yay!
I'm not too happy that North Carolina lost to South Carolina last night. So, but if there was a plus, the Carolina Panthers did beat Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. So, but even though it was preseason, I'm still a little bit happy. So at least two out. So at least one out of two ain't bad. Even though.
My favorite.
Even though Bama's gonna probably just win out the SEC, but I'm not counting out Georgia, my fourth pick come playoff time when they select the four teams to join Bama, and maybe Florida State and maybe Ohio State as well.
Oh, cool.
I'm sure there's gonna be a lot of Baylor and TCU people that are gonna be upset with me.
Okay. What about Corey?
I'm doing some dinner with friends tomorrow, and then we have a family cookout on Sunday. Other than that, that's it.
Maggie, what are you doing this weekend?
At home, chilling, watching TV, trying to clean out my DVR, which is overloaded with 80 general hospitals.
Yeah, mine's 115. I know what else you're doing this weekend.
Well,
talking to your doll and not ignoring your doll.
We do that every day. We do that every day.
Well, I know. Susan, what are you doing?
I have to wake up early tomorrow and throw out my ex's stuff in the front yard.
Oh, John, take a picture for me.
Susan, I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for you, Susan. I feel bad for you.
Thanks.
I'm sorry,
yeah,
so, I mean, you know what I mean. I mean, Susan and I, you know, she knows what I mean, talking about, so. Oh, what am I doing this weekend? Well, I'm staying home, getting under my covers because the air has been really cold, and I'm going to catch up on all my DVRs. I have 11 dog repellent bounty hunter watch. I have all these things I've been waiting Labor Day weekend to do. But Sunday, and I'm ordering pizza Saturday night, and then Sunday, I'm going out to breakfast with Grandma, and then I'm wanting a Safeway full, and then I will come home, get back in my pajamas, and wash all my clothes for Sunday and Monday, and sleep in on Monday, and then we will be back here on Tuesday, and I will find out what time Leslie Kay is coming on. Can everyone make it on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Sure.
What time is it for Tuesday?
I don't know. She will let me know, and I will let everyone know this weekend. So,
she hasn't got back
to me about the time.
I'm going to be.
And I don't want.
Be,
what? Oh, yeah, David, what are you doing?
Tuesday night?
Well, down here in Florida, it's going to be raining this weekend, so I'm going to catch up my soaps.
Oh.
It's supposed to be like that here in North Carolina. It's supposed to be like that here in North Carolina because, as I told you earlier, they delayed my football game for a half hour because of thunderstorms in the area. And I'm about to text one of my friends who went to a game out near Charlotte, and they were in a delay and didn't get that game started till 8:30. But tomorrow's supposed to be raining, and Sunday's supposed to be cloudy. So I'm basically going to just be like David, catching up on myself, and like you, catching up on other stuff, Carly.
Well, yeah, it's supposed to be like 74 here on tomorrow, and then go back to rain, and then hollow on Monday, so... And my prayers go out to the people of the flood. My prayers go out to the cop this week that was shot in Chicago. And don't worry, it wasn't where Maggie lived, so Maggie, you know, was fine, people.
No, but it was really close. It was really close to me.
It was real close to you right now, right?
What?
Right, because
yeah, it was close to Corey.
I didn't know it was close to you.
Fox Lake is a 15-minute drive for me, and that's where I catch the train when I go into Chicago.
Oh, shit!
Really?
And they still haven't found the three punks that killed him.
Oh, man.
And did you guys hear about the stupid woman last night? I want to...
Well, I wasn't going to talk about this as far as what she had done in Kentucky, but and I figured this is more what Corey would have to say about this than what I would. But I think that she must be out of her mind, and I hope that justice gets served the right way for those people in Kentucky that wanted to get married behind this person.
Right. She's an elected official. She had to obey the rules.
Yeah, and she did bad, bad, bad.
And the lady who, I shouldn't call her a lady, the woman who gave false, said, tell the police about the three men that escaped, had them on a manhunt in a field that the three were not at. She lied because she wanted people to notice her or something, stupid. She had the police going on while she was sick. And I don't know her name. I don't want to. I should know it, but it's disgusting.
I hope she's in jail.
False evidence and lying to the police. I think she has three charges. But still.
I agree. That wasn't right.
No.
And that was not right. And I just pray that they will catch, you know, those guys, because I feel so sorry for the officer wife.
I'm just hoping, Maggie, that we don't see a situation like we saw in Baltimore or in Ferguson or almost saw in Charlotte, where we see a situation where these get let off, and the next, you know, half of Chicago is rioting. I'm just hoping that's not going to happen.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen because it's a little bit of a different situation. Like, for example, in Ferguson, the whole Ferguson thing was a little overkill. The kid was unarmed. You shot him 8 times. That's a little different than three punks killing a cop. However, to add to that, you know, in the wake of all these killings by police officers or police officers getting killed, you know, you just see a lot of the division. Cop life matters, Black life matters,
right.
All life matters.
Mm-hmm.
When you post something like that, you're only providing a bigger divide. We don't
That's
need
fact.
A bigger
exactly.
divide.
Exactly.
You need to unify.
Right.
Any
right.
murder is tragic.
Right.
Yeah.
No matter if you're a punk kid or a cop, that punk kid is still somebody's son, brother, grandson, it's still tragic. And by polarizing it, you divide it when we need to come together to find a solution.
Right, just like what happened to that cop in Houston last week.
Yeah, he was very sick.
Yeah, I mean, so just be careful out there. And if you live in Foxwood?
Fox Lake.
If you see the guys, call the police. Do not try and go in by yourself because you might get shot too.
Right.
But all my life,
I'm praying for both Corey and Maggie right now. So I'm in your prayers.
Oh, and all my life, I've always wanted to say, follow that call. So I want to get a chance one day to say, follow that call and follow someone. I know, that sounds weird. Okay, have a great weekend, you guys.
Well, you all have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. Have a good night.
Okay.
If anybody has any information, they're offering $50,000 reward.
Yeah, I just saw that.
Okay, we gotta catch them.
Hey, don't let me know. I will tell you later, Maggie. But yeah, enjoy the week and enjoy your weekend. Oh, and remember. YNL and B&B are on Monday, no Days of Our Life General Hospital, and no mail and no being so open.
Luke is on General Hospital for Monday. It's a repeat of that episode. Though we have it on our
hospital.
Well, you guys all relax. Susan, text me this weekend, you know, and if you need to talk, oh, yeah. Let me know. And Jackie, if you need anything, you know, text me.
Absolutely.
And David, we will see you next week. And Mandy, you can text me anytime.
Thank
you.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Good night, everybody.